This is AP News Minute. Counterterrorism officials say there is no credible or specific threat to the U.S. as the first anniversary of the death of Osama bin Laden approaches. Still, they are urging Americans to be vigilant because al-Qaeda and like-minded groups continue to want to attack the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has issued a strong defense of President Barack Obama's foreign policy record. He also suggests that Republican Mitt Romney doesn't understand the role of the contemporary commander-in-chief. Former Liberian President Charles Taylor on Thursday became the first head of state since World War II to be convicted by an international war crimes court. He was found guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity for sending arms to Sierra Leone rebels in return for so-called blood diamonds. And the football world has its eyes on New York. The NFL draft begins tonight with the Indianapolis Colts holding the first pick. Rita Foley, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.